Hi, it's Robin Hilton from NPR's All Songs Considered. What if MacGyver worked at NPR? Well, he kind of does. Check out the How to Do Everything podcast with Mike and Ian. When you need to know how to find a date or find water in the desert, Mike and Ian are there for you. How to Do Everything is modern life lessons from NPR. Find How to Do Everything now at itunes.com/NPR.
Is it rolling, Bob?
You know, I really thought, Bob, that I was in the clear, that I wasn't going to get the South by SARS this year. And then after we recorded last week's show, it just hit me.
That's Robin Hilton, by the way, in case you don't recognize that voice.
And then it just hit me.
You know, I thought if the CDC or like the World Health Organization went to Austin and saw what was going on there, you know, like the complete lack of care or attention given to any kind of hygiene, personal hygiene, you know, they'd shut the whole thing down, right? I mean, they'd say, this is disastrous. Every single person, you're the only person I know who didn't get sick this year. Every publicist, everyone I've spoken with.
Right, it's like, not about over-commercialism at all. That's not the issue with South by. It's disease.
It's just breeding and spreading disease. I've never done it. I've never managed to come back and not get sick.
I felt on the verge of it, but I did okay. And I got new boots.
I saw your boots. Those boots have attitude. Those new cowboy boots, black boots with a big buckle on the side, it just says, Bob Boylan ain't taking it anymore.
And that's how I didn't get sick. So next year, pick yourself up, go to Allen's. It's a great store. This is not an ad. go to Allen's Boots, get yourself some boots, and you'll be set. You won't get sick.
Kick that virus right in the teeth.
There you go. Yeah. Speaking of kicking in the teeth, I have a song by Joy Williams. Joy Williams from Civil Wars.
I don't think of the Civil Wars as kicking you
in the
teeth.
Well, I know, right? But listen to this song. This is a new song from Joy Williams. She's got a new album coming out in the middle of the summer. I didn't expect this. I did not see this coming at all. This is called Woman, parentheses, Oh Mama, close parentheses.
Oh Mama.
Oh Mama. Here we go.
Oh Mama, Oh Mama, Oh Mama.
Yeah.
right?
Completely did not see that coming. And maybe you should say something about the Civil War sound for the few people who actually don't know that band and what she did before with that group. But
She was part of a duo. The Civil Wars was a duo with John Paul White as a guitar player. They did this very passionate back and forth in the folky vein of acoustic.
But much more restrained than that.
You'd never hear a beat like that in a Civil War song, and so that really took me by surprise. She did work with Charlie Peacock, who worked as producer on the Civil Wars, but she also worked with a few other producers, one of which is Matt...
Morse. Yeah, who is really a pop artist, and he writes pop songs for other people. He's worked with Cher and Justin Timberlake, and a former Mouseketeer with...
Miska Muska.
But that is really unexpected.
The new album from Joy Williams is called Venus, comes out in the summer, and if that's any indication, I am completely excited because that is an indication, in fact.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
So I was just in this cold medicine-induced haze all week, and towards the end of the week when I was finally coming out of the fog, I heard this song by a band called Twinsmith. It's the sound of me realizing that I'm not going to die and everything's going to be okay. And in fact, life is pretty beautiful. These are four guys from Nebraska, Twinsmith. They're now on the Saddle Creek label out of Omaha, and they just make this wonderful, upbeat, playful pop. They've got a record coming out in May called Alligator Years, and this is the title track that I just think feels so great.
The image of you dancing in your underwear feeling much better.
I'm going to live.
Never going to leave me.
I'm going to live. Yeah, dancing down the street and then a bus comes and hits me just as I step out. And it's hard not to feel good when you hear a song like that.
Good work.
Twinsmith. It's all one word. Twinsmith. Alligator Years is the song and the record. It comes out May 5th. Keep your eyes and ears on these guys.
I have a music by a fellow named Christopher Paul Stelling. Met him up at Newport outside a club. Got to talking, and he just put out a record. And, you know, it's really hard to be a singer and a guitarist and to make a mark, right? Because
oh, yeah.
you've got, I mean, there's so much baggage, so to speak, even though there's very
not,
little
there's
baggage.
There's not a shortage of them out that, there either.
That's right. This guy does it, though. He's a great finger picker, a strong songwriter. Listen to his words. You'll love what you hear. He's been on the road. He's played like 400 shows in the last couple of years. I mean, just right. endlessly traveling. I'm going to play the song. He's got a new record on Anti, but Christopher Paul Stelling does. And this is a song called Warm Enemy. Hard to pick like that, and he does it really, really well. Christopher Paul Stelling is the guy, and I wanted to stomp my boots. In fact, I did. I stomped my boots a whole lot.
Your brand new boots.
I know. I was stomping.
That's, you know, a song like that, that is just full of so much life. It's really hard to not like something like that. That foot stomping and hand clapping, and that guitar work was incredible.
Annie Bartholomew, who's our intern, hung around with
Bartholomew. That's it. Oh, this has been driving me nuts for weeks now, and I couldn't ask her. You know,
I was hanging around with Christopher Paul at South by Southwest. I just learned today.
Yeah, I got to see him at a couple of shows. He played this wonderful back room at the Madison, super quiet, and then later that night, just rocked out at this Patagonia store.
Did he stomp?
Oh, he stomped. You should see this contraption he's got. He calls it his stomp board. It's like a piece. It looked like cardboard to me, but it's actually plywood. And he like affixed some microphones and pedals to it so that he's barely tapping his foot. And he gets that really crazy loud.
Oh, but it sounds much bigger than it is. Oh, yeah. Okay, because I'm just picturing him stomping on that.
It's a portable porch.
Yeah.
It's a portable porch.
Just tapping his foot, but amplified. That's really cool.
And he taught me how to make it.
Ooh.
But it's super secret. I bet if you asked him, Bob, he might share the deets with you.
Send him a photo of your boots, and maybe that'll get you in the club.
So we'll have to have Christopher Paul Stelling come and play Tiny Desk, and then I'll take pictures of that stomp. Bang.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm there.
All right.
Do you remember, it must be 10 years
ago. I can't remember.
No, I think this was at least 10 years ago. We saw Ryan Adams together at the 930 Club.
Easily, yeah, yeah.
One of the most memorable shows that I've been to.
He was such a hoot, and I've seen him a lot, but that was the one, right?
It was just him on stage with guitar, piano. He had a record player on stage.
He did have a record player.
And he clearly had no plan, right? He came out, he just sort of wandered from one instrument to the other. He'd start something and then stop and try. I mean, it sounds like I'm describing a disaster, but it wasn't. It was the most wonderful thing, performance to see, because he was just an artist.
Didn't he do like a Madonna song?
He said, I'm just going to try this. And he put a record, like a vinyl record on a record player and put a microphone up to it. And it was Madonna. I think it was Lucky Star was the song. And he was just air guitaring and dancing to it. And you know, it was just an artist just trying things and letting his creativity just flow on stage. It was so wonderful to see. And there is a new...
That was about 27 albums ago.
Yeah, something like that. He's not slowed down for sure. And it's funny you mentioned him creating a lot of music in that time, because there's this new live recording from two performances he gave at Carnegie Hall last fall, a new live album called Ryan Adams Live at Carnegie Hall. And it is career spanning. There are 42 songs on this, and it's just him. It's just him with his guitar or piano.
Wow.
Lots of banter on stage, and they left a lot of that in, which is so wonderful, because you know a lot of that gets cut out of live recordings. But that's what's one of the things that's so special about his shows, his engagement with the audience. I want to play a song from it. This is his solo acoustic version of New York, New York, a song that was originally on his 2001 record, Gold.
Thank you. Christmas, blistering cold at a church on the Upper West Side. Babe, I stood there singing, I was holding your arm, you were holding my trust like a child. Well, I found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep the overhead low. Farewell to the city and the love of my life. We said, live before we had to go. Yeah, but love won't play any games with me anymore like they did before. So we better shake that old thing right out the door. I'll always be thinking of you, always love you, though New York. New York. Always love you, though New York.
He turns this song, the original version of this song, New York, New York, is just a rock anthem. It's like five times that speed and fully orchestrated drums, guitar, bass. So it's so great on this collection live at Carnegie Hall to hear so many of my favorite songs that he's done over the last 20 years, 15 years, I should say. Great to hear his creativity unfold on stage. Great to hear these stripped down. There's so much banter, like I said, that they've included. He opens the show with a minute-long dedication to the Star Wars version of the Angry Birds game that he says he's finally finished. And then after one song, there's a 2.5-minute clip of him basically fiddling around on stage while he talks about the movie Terminator 2.
Like the first 4 minutes of that movie, it's just amazing. It's just like basically like T-800s and Hunter Killers. Once they blow off all of the flesh part of Arnold Schwarzenegger in that film, that's a T-800. So at the beginning of Terminator 2, they just show you the war as it's happening in real time. And like, I don't know whether you guys have ever eaten an edible or not and that has ever been on, but the first 4 minutes of that are like fucking amazing. They should have just kept going with it. You didn't need any dialogue.
And then he says here later on,
this next song is about that and about how much that bothers me.
It's just this completely random. Well, I mean, I guess it's not random if he insists that that's what his song is about and he's about to play. But it's funny and you feel like you're on this ride with him. It's the Ryan Adams Live at Carnegie Hall.
I'm going to play music from Eskimo, not Eskimo, the
right.
Electronic artist we played recently on All Songs Considered, but Eskimo spelt E-S-K-I-M-E-A-U-X.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, right. Eskimo is part of an art collective called the Epic, of which Bellows, who we've put on the show before, are part of. This is the project of Gabriella Smith, who's also a member of Frankie Cosmos. Anyway, this whole little world and universe, they're all interconnected, and they make music. It's kind of like a new folk music. It's very personal music, and it's a lot of storytelling right from the heart. Here you go. I'm going to play the song, a new song from Eskimo. The song is called I Admit I'm Scared.
Hmm.
admit I'm scared of a warm side of our bed. I tremble in the face of your
lyrics.
Yeah, Eskimo is the group, and there's a new record coming out. It's coming out May 12th. It's called Double Double Whammy.
I want to be in a collective. I feel like I really missed my opportunity
to
be in
a
collective.
A band.
Yeah, you get, you know, all your friends together. You know, like there's Orange Twin in Athens, you know, that big musical, or you know, Elephant Six.
Yeah.
Just you and all your friends, just all this creativity happening around you all the time.
We don't have any friends.
I mean, being married and having kids and, you know, a 401k.
That's a collective.
401k is nice and all that stuff, too. But, you know, be a part of a music collective, that's just awesome. I envy those kids. And speaking of being a musician who's involved in different projects, Jamie XX, who founded the band The XX, last week he dropped a couple new tracks of solo work. You know, in the XX, he wrote or writes just these incredibly spare songs, right? With just this very evenly paced, I feel like when I listen to him, almost claustrophobic when I listen to him. His solo work, I think, has a little more life to it. He gets into electronic music, it gets into dance territory, club music. And so late last week, he dropped a couple songs. One of them is called Loud Places, and I'm going to play that for you. It features actually Rami Madley Croft on vocals. She's also in the XX, and she is on this cut from Jamie XX, Loud Places.
Uh-huh. take you to higher places you can't reach without.
He knows how to use bass,
right,
and record it so that it's massive without being overwhelming, you know. Loud Places, Jamie XX, with, featuring Rami from the XX on there as well. The other song he released last week is called, late last week, is called Gosh. And both of them are on a new record he's putting out, his first solo record called In Color, that is out June 2nd. You know, the XX said like a year ago that they were working on their third record, but... nothing on that yet. Haven't heard anything about that yet.
No, their music is slow, so maybe it takes a long time.
It takes a really long time to record it.
It's like slow motion recording. Here's something fast. You know, we get volumes of email with downloads and things to listen to. I blindfold listen to lots of stuff. So
yeah,
just
sure.
Click it and link it. I had no idea who this singer was. Gianna Lauren. Never heard of her. Someone just said, "Hey, Bob, I think you'd like this. Send it to me." I clicked it. Went, wow. I have no idea who this person is.
I actually do like it.
I actually do like it. It's her fourth record. She's a Canadian singer, recorded this record in Nova Scotia. There's not even a date for an album, sometime in the fall. But I love the cut, so I'm just going to play it because it's okay, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we do here.
So this is it. You're feeling better?
I'm definitely on the upswing.
Great. I'm going to stomp around in my boots.
This is where I say, my back!
I'm playing this song by Gianna Loren. It's called Mistakes, which we didn't make a single one today. No. I just have to say this.
Not so you'd notice. Anyway.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good to have you.
Annie.
Right.
Annie.
No.
Annie Barth something. 4849.
Yeah. See, you remember numbers.
4849.
All our interns have had numbers. So sad.
I'll miss you, 4849.
On that note, for NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan.
Oh, I'm Robin Hilton.
Oh, good. 63264. It's All Songs Considered.
Gospel, exercise my stamina.